And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
On the 30th of August, my brother's birthday this morning. So happy birthday, Brandon.
Ah, nice.
And good morning to you all. It's the show for Wednesday morning, halfway through the week here. So hello, everybody.
I'm busy watching a puppy from a car get saved down in Houston. Look, this little puppy abandoned the house and he's standing on top of a car, but they saved him. He's okay.
Ah, good.
That makes me worried.
That's the one thing in these I get worried about. Like I said, people, whatever. But it's the animals that I focus on.
I know.
There's a lot of good. Petco is down there with their foundation doing some good work. The ASPCA is down there. I read all about it yesterday because people are trying to find where to give their money. And like I said, I'd rather give my money to the animals. And so that's where a couple of those organizations are doing really good work down there.
And a lot of them flying them out of there, flying the ones who aren't just lost or displaced, but the ones who are already in shelters, moving them outward so that they can find forever homes outside of the area to make room for the influx of new ones.
I think we should all adopt puppies.
Well, it would. You know, Tori from Pet Project yesterday said that they're so full here already, they're trying to take dogs and cats from down there, but they're just so full already. So if we can get those into foster homes or ever forever homes, they'll have more room for, you know, Houston pets.
Everyone go adopt a puppy.
Can I get another cat? I need another kitty.
Sure.
We've been trying.
We have kittens.
Okay. I'm in.
Oh, look, now she's in. Boy, now she's in. Okay, I see how it goes. Let's do the tonight of Celeste stuff you need to know for this morning.
Tropical Storm Harvey is turning off the Gulf Coast as it prepares to double back and hit Louisiana. The storm is blowing 50-mile-per-hour winds about 60 miles offshore and is slowly moving north toward the Texas-Louisiana border. Bands of heavy rain will drench the area in the next several days. Forecasters say parts of Louisiana and Texas could get record rainfall through the Labor Day weekend. Flash flood warnings remain in effect in the Houston area, where the Red Cross says 17,000 people sought refuge in shelters overnight because of flooding. 9 deaths have been attributed to the storm, 7 of them drownings. Eric Hosmer hit a 3-run homer in the 7th as the Royals pulled away for a 6-2 win over the Rays at Kauffman. It snapped a club record 45-inning scoreless streak and a 5-game losing streak. The Royals wrap up that 3-game series with the Rays tonight at Kauffman. Meanwhile, the other big Royals story yesterday, Royals pitcher Danny Duffy facing a charge of driving under the influence. The 28-year-old left-hander was cited Sunday night in Overland Park. According to Fox4KC.com, charging documents say that at about 7:35 Sunday night, Duffy drove his Escalade up to a drive-thru of a Burger King near 135th and Metcalf. No one suspected anything unusual or noticed the smell of alcohol, according to the manager, but when they looked out the window, Duffy appeared to be asleep at the wheel. The employees were concerned for his well-being, called police. Duffy's currently on the disabled list with a shoulder issue. GM Dayton Moore called the incident disappointing. Duffy said before last night's game that he apologizes for the distraction. Chiefs going to close out the preseason play tomorrow night at Arrowhead against the Titans. That means Truda will be asleep Friday morning here on the show, I assume?
True. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
That's right. Just like any other day.
True.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I was just like that poor overworked ref in the McGregor-Mayweather fight. Guy had no business being in there. I don't know what he was doing, but man, I almost had to step in between these two in here. 6:31 at the show. It's Wednesday morning at KC 102.1. Hello, everybody. It's Jen's Impossible Question.
The question this morning, according to research, the perfect amount of time to do this is 2.5 seconds. What is it? Your clue is snack.
All right, let's go to Liberty. Good morning. Arian?
Yes, Arian.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Do you have a guess for the question today?
Yeah, is it dunking an Oreo?
That is exactly it.
Oh.
2.5 seconds, the quick dunk, boom. Perfect amount. Shaylee's looking like she's testing it in her head. How soft will it be after 2.5 seconds?
I'm going to test it tonight.
Nah, it's going to be 5 to 7, I would think.
That's just soggy mess.
No, you got to have it soggy.
You put it on a spoon or what? It's going to disintegrate.
No, you got to ride that line between the perfect part of having it soft or drop off into the bottom of the cup.
Arian, what do you think? Would you go longer? Do you think that's about right?
I think it's about right. I don't want a soggy Oreo floating to the bottom of my milk.
Yeah, I agree. And I'd be dunking it in coffee anyway.
Ew.
Whoa, what?
That's true.
What?
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
No, you're done. Hold on. Wait, what? No, I'm going to fight you. What, are you seriously dunk cookies in coffee?
Yes.
Oh, what? Absolutely.
And Oreo. Oreo, I don't know how well that would work, the chocolatey part, but I would do vanilla ones, like the vanilla cookies into coffee.
There's something wrong with you.
Oh, it's so good.
Ugh.
Try it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Hydrox cookies?
Into a good latte. Yeah, like, you know, a vanilla one with the cream in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, that's all.
Oh, that's the line?
Yes, that is the line.
There are people putting mayonnaise in coffee now. That is the line.
Who does that?
That's a new trend. They say.
I don't know about that.
What trend are you looking at?
I just read this on
Wednesday's fight day here at the show, apparently. I will fight all of you putting mayonnaise in coffee.
Because you know, people were talking
about.
You
don't even drink it.
The bulletproof coffee, which is you take a little pat of butter and put it in there. Because it's the same ingredients as half and half. Like, it's cream, basically. And so people then took it a step
further. I'm fat, that sounds awful. I mean, that's...
Somebody took it a step further and said mayonnaise is basically the same ingredient, so you put a dollop of mayonnaise in there.
No, that to me is disgusting. No, no, no.
Those two do not go together.
No.
The butter I would try, absolutely. Not the mayo.
You're disturbing.
That's what Eric, the security guard, told me. You put a little pat of butter in your coffee.
You're disturbing.
That I agree with.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I just thought of our next torture closet edition. You have to wear the FLOTUS hat while you're in there.
Oh, that's just rude.
And stilettos.
It's going to be awkward for Truda.
I'm used to it.
Celebrating birthdays today, actor and comedian Lewis Black is 69. Actress Cameron Diaz is 45. And tennis star Andy Roddick is 35. Sandra Bullock is giving $1 million to Hurricane Harvey victims. E! News confirmed yesterday that the actress's donation will benefit the American Red Cross. Bullock is just the latest celebrity to help the relief efforts, joining the Kardashian family, Kevin Hart, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, just to name a few. Disney is also making a $1 million donation to Hurricane Harvey relief efforts as well. A couple of celebrity couples announced they're expecting new babies. Jack Osborne and his wife Lisa announced that she's pregnant with that couple's third child. And Michael Phelps announced his wife Nicole is pregnant with their second baby.
Viewership. Beat that shark, huh?
That's right. Did you see he jokingly tweeted to Conor McGregor and said, hey, all the hoopla, maybe we should race next.
Oh, boy.
I did see that. Phelps versus McGregor. Yes. Somebody photoshopped a promo for it already.
I'd watch. And viewership for the MTV Video Music Awards is continuing to go in the wrong direction. Sunday's event, hosted by Katy Perry, drew a total of just over 5.5 million viewers over 10 networks, down from 6.5 million in 2016 and just under 10 million in 2015. By comparison, back in 2002, when the show was only on MTV, the event drew about 12 million viewers. Part of the decline in viewership for Sunday's event can be attributed to the fact that, of course, they were going up against HBO's Game of Thrones.
It was like 19 million people watch a flaming bag of bachelor crap.
Yes.
Yeah. And you give 5 to watch the VMAs?
Uh-uh. Did you watch it?
I watched it, yeah.
Yeah.
And the bachelor bag of crap. So.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So a lot of opinions going back and forth on the new Taylor Swift song in the studio here this morning. Mm-hmm. And an accompanying story that goes with it about how Taylor is now leveraging all of her new album and her new songs and her new merchandise for you to be able to buy tickets to an upcoming, as yet unannounced, tour that's going to take place across the nation.
And the way I understood it, if you break it down to the very basics, is the more merch you buy, the better seats you're going to end up with, or the better access you have to tickets.
The better access.
Seems like something like that, yeah.
You get more priority in line to be the first to buy. Not necessarily the best tickets. Doesn't say that.
To me, that's terrible. You're just saying, if you don't have money, then you can sit in the top of the arena.
Well, there's other ways that you can do it, by watching the video, by sharing stuff. So it doesn't necessarily all have to be by merch.
You're forced to, I just don't like any part of that. Forced to share, forced to like, forced to buy.
You're not forced to do anything, but if you want to
sit up close.
No, but that doesn't say that you're getting close tickets. It doesn't say that you're getting front row.
No, that's the problem. It's to buy tickets at all.
Correct,
so
right.
Her,
you're not getting a discount on the tickets.
This is what the Taylor Swift camp says, that in order to combat ticket bots, which these programs that buy up tickets en masse on the day of pre-sales, and then they resell them on the secondary market for way huge dollars.
Yeah.
So in order to combat that, she is giving people basically points or credit for social media activity, for pre-ordering her album, for sharing her album, for buying her album. And then that allows you to actually bump your place up in line to buy tickets. And that's a problem. It's not even good seats. You could still pay the $400 that we did to sit in the upper rafters of Sprint Center years ago.
Yeah.
And I could have purchased her album. Like, you can purchase it up to 13 times for credit, it says.
Well, and each thing has a different level of boost. so that gets you higher.
Right. So
or
if you
whatever.
Share the video, maybe that's 1 point.
No, it's
if
a
you
medium.
Buy this.
It's a medium boost. I have mine pulled up.
Oh,
don't worry.
No.
Oh yeah.
She's already on it.
Yeah.
She's already on it. And
absolutely.
Jin's over here dying a small death.
It just seems so unfair to me. It's unfair to people who don't have the money to buy the merch. And it's unfair to people who maybe don't have access. Like, I don't let my kids get online
but
and share
not,
stuff like that. So then that's not fair to my kids if I want to take them.
You can watch the lyric video for a medium boost. You're not, you don't have to pay anything for that.
None of this sounds right to me.
And if you're buying tickets to the show anyway, you're probably buying the album. So that's not really doing much different when it's only $14.
Mm-hmm.
None of that sounds
I feel
right
like
to
the
me.
Gloves are going to come off soon.
I feel like it
I
is
think
too.
It's unfair.
Yeah.
I think it's unfair to people who can't afford it. I think it's unfair to people who don't have
but you're not listening
access.
And doing to the doing all of these things if you're not already a fan to go to the show anyway.
And then if you're not a fan of the video even, but you're going, "Oh, well I'm going to share this and pretend like I like it so that I can share it so then get a boost points and then I'm getting
no.
This is
you're,
how she gets to
you're
number
compromising
1.
You're your
she's forcing
you're
her way to number 1.
You're sharing the video. You're watching the video. It tracks how many times you watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so then that boosts her to number 1 cuz now 5 gajillion people have watched her video, but they watched it so that they none of it's right to
well,
me.
Well,
so
what does that get her any
right.
different? What's the difference? I think she's a marketing genius.
Watch it out of want of watching it. Like, I pulled up and downloaded
I want
Pink
to
song.
Watch it because I want tickets.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Yes, you do.
Yes.
But some little girl who couldn't care less about it or somebody who doesn't like it is then going to share it or watch it, whatever, just so that they can help their kid or none of it seems right to me. Just
does it seem like, and this is what a couple of articles I've read this morning, does it seem like you're trading on people's love of Taylor Swift instead of the art. They're doing it now for the right to buy tickets. This is what I equated to. The story that came out a couple weeks ago where in some school districts now, parents can pay $100 for the year
yes.
for their kid to jump the lunch line.
Right.
Oh my.
Where does it stop? Where do we stop paying for access to things and leaving
yep.
behind the class of people? They talk about class division in this country.
Yeah.
This is what doing it. Taylor Swift just perpetuated this
exactly.
right there.
Exactly. Doing it any
right
differently
there.
Than
because
everyone else.
Now my kid, who I can assure you I'm not paying $100 to move to the front of the line, is sitting at the back of the lunch line with all the poor kids because we are too poor to go up to the front.
Right.
That
and probably getting the PB&J.
Exactly.
And not, all right, let's go to Jeannie in Blue Springs here real quick before the break. We'll take your calls too at 816-576-7102. Twitter, text, email as well. Jeannie, hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. Says you disagree here.
I do. Good morning. You know, first of all, I'm a DJ myself, as you are, Brian. I don't pay for the album, first of all, you know, download her album, because I have a monthly subscription with Napster or Rhapsody or whatever they are nowadays, you know, because you have different sites on online with your computer. So I'm not going to pay an additional price for an album, as well as if you're going to buy merchandise, I don't have room for all that crap in my house for additional merchandise. And I'm sorry, but I don't have any teeny boppers to have, you know, to buy all that additional stuff, to have a T-shirt or whatever. Even as much as I love Carrie Underwood, I didn't get that stuff. So I'm not going to go out and get that merchandise. So, again, I agree with you as far as even with the social classes, like what I heard. You know, yeah, just it does take away from, you know, sometimes even just to buy the better tickets, you save up. And when I went to Maroon 5, you know, I got the up close seats, but it took me a minute. I knew they were coming. I saved. I got it. Whatever the case may be, you know, to get these merchandise stuff, you can't always afford it at the time that it comes out.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Well, and back in the day, the way we used to get concert tickets
was a great call, Jeannie. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. The way we used to do it was we would all wake up at 4 a.m. and go wait in line at Dillon's in
yeah,
Lawrence.
Right, right.
Because you had to wait in line for your tickets. And if you were first in line, then you got the front row seats. And
yes.
if you were last in line, then you sat at the top of the arena. That's how it worked.
What happened to those days?
It's
right?
2017.
Yeah,
that's not how this works
it's
anymore.
It's completely different now. And it stinks because half of the artists, and I'm not saying Taylor Swift does this, but I know a lot of artists that buy their own seats and then resell those front row seats for an incredibly high price.
Sure. Oh, we didn't even get into the $20,000 VIP all-access meet-and-greet experiences either.
She doesn't do that,
ooh.
Though.
No, because someone will grab her butt.
That's right.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's The Show with Jen and Truda for Wednesday morning, the 30th of August. We're talking about buying access to things, and Taylor Swift is kind of caught up in the latest round of this, saying so much that her fans can share her album, share her videos, watch her videos, pre-purchase her album if they want to get bumped up in the line to buy tickets to her upcoming tour.
You forgot to also mention take a picture of the UPS truck.
What? Wait, I'm sorry, what? What is this? What UPS truck?
So there's certain UPS trucks that were distributed out of Nashville, Atlanta, and somewhere else, I forget. And they have Taylor's picture on them, the reputation thing. And if you see it across the country, you have to take a picture and you have to put it on social media with hashtag Taylor Swift Delivery and hashtag promo.
No.
And you get a boost. Oh. I am keeping my eyes peeled for every UPS truck in Kansas City.
Now you know what she's doing now. Now they're ordering things just to get the UPS truck to come to their house.
And if you purchase the $60 gold snake ring, that's one of the items that qualifies you to purchase her concert tickets.
I haven't bought it yet, but I'm thinking about it.
Golden snake ring?
It's
really
super cute.
Mm-hmm. No, I feel like Ralphie in The Christmas Story when I get my Dakota ring. It's all it says is Ovaltine. You're going to get it out. It says Taylor Swift. You're like, ah, dang it.
So what do you say to the 10-year-old girl, Shaylee, that loves Taylor Swift, dances, oh, Shake It Off is the greatest song in the world to her. She cannot buy a $60 snake ring.
She doesn't have to.
Okay.
Look out for the UPS truck. Watch the videos. Watch the everything
10-year-old
else.
10-year-old girl of the, whose mom says, no, you're not allowed to play online, like I do, because I don't find that to
then
be a safe environment.
Then her mom can watch it with her. Or sit next to her while she's watching the YouTube video to get boosts.
What if they can't afford?
I see nothing wrong with that.
What if they can't afford internet connection in their home?
Who doesn't have internet?
Oh my God, millennial!
Oh well, now that's a huge class divide right there. That's a big. You go east of Troost in this city, people that don't have internet.
But they're probably not going to be going to a Taylor Swift concert to begin with.
Yes, because they can't afford it because she
probably,
just priced them out of it.
They'd probably like to.
They would love to.
That's what you know. What the internet's going to be a big divide in the coming years. People that have internet versus those who don't.
But what's the difference?
Has and have nots.
What's the difference of, I can't even think of another artist, but they're putting the minimum price on their ticket of $150. What about those little girls that want to go see that concert?
That's true.
No, those
well,
that's
look,
the same
I mean,
thing.
Concert tickets have always been high, but yeah. You know, when you put these other roadblocks into it, it's just, what happened to, like we said, what happened to the days you show up, you go to the Hy-Vee, you go to Dylan's, and you just buy your ticket there?
That doesn't happen, unless it's the day of the show at Sprint Center where you might get lucky and get a, you know,
I miss
better
those days. I miss the olden timies.
816-576-7102. It's an interesting discussion here. Rhonda is against this. Rhonda, good morning. Welcome to the show.
I am.
All right. What do you think? What say you?
Well, I think it's very selfish, and I think it's more of them being greedy instead of being, you know, trying to be a marketing guru. If they want to really reach out to their fans and have a great fan base, then they should just do like what Garth Brooks does and give multiple performing dates at a cost that people all can afford.
Yeah, that's true. He does things, keep things affordable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gives you lots of options.
That's true. That's
definitely
for the art.
You know, I have children in their 20s and I have children in their 30s, and they don't buy into the hype either. It's like, you know, why should we even go to concerts anymore? You don't get where you want to sit when you get there. You know, you try to be first online to click into an online buying pool, and you still get bad seats. It's just not worth it to them either. So we're all ages, and we don't support that at all.
Oh, great stuff, Rhonda. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Can I just tell you, I got two text messages saying that I have already ordered my ring and I've watched the boost 5 times this morning.
Or the video. Of yours?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they are both male, by the way.
Oh, my.
It's one Dave-O, because that doesn't
you
count.
I lost my man card. Jeez.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda. Baby, now we got
bad blood. Oh, there's bad blood. You know, and I think it divides like this line of the studio right here from that one over there.
The money of Mayweather McGregor's not here, but.
Not
the situation's the same.
All right, it's an interesting discussion this morning. We've had about Taylor Swift and about all of the things you could do on social media now to boost your chances of getting concert tickets from her. This is brilliant on her part. Her as yet unannounced tour.
Correct. Right.
That everybody now has.
Not even dates announced.
Sure.
Nope.
That we've given an hour's worth of free airtime to. So how about that?
Look what she made us do.
So in a second, we're going to get an artist perspective here, because we've had a lot of people this morning that have talked against all of these things mm-hmm. that Taylor's doing. They're trying to get you to boost your social media points to get her concert tickets.
Right. Well, it's not all on social media. You can watch her videos.
You can buy her expensive merch.
You don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. You can post on social. You can watch her videos. There's a lot of other things you can do. You don't have to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, before we get to that, let's go to Kay, and she didn't want to give her real name, and that's fine. You can remain anonymous on the show. That's cool. 816-576-7102. She wants to take umbrage with your comment, millennial, that everybody has internet out there.
Most people do.
All right, Kay. Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. Nope, that's not the right button.
Wrong line.
Let's go. Kay, are you there? Thanks for holding on.
Absolutely. My child goes to a Blue Valley school. I live south of 119th. I've worked since the day I was literally since the day I was 16. But there's just not enough money, you know, to go around, even, you know, and we're not living high off the hog. But yeah, people don't have internet. It's that way for a lot of people, even in Johnson County. You know, if you have to choose between paying the electric bill or, you know, your car payment or whatever, something sometimes has to give, and those would be, not everybody has a cell phone, and not everybody has internet.
And it's a want and not a need when it comes to having to cut one thing. That's got to be one of the
right.
The wants, well, and not the need.
And it is almost a need, especially in Blue Valley, because the schools just assume that, you know, your child has an iPhone and your child has internet and that sort of thing. And and sometimes it's almost, because everyone assumes that, it's almost an embarrassment when you have to disclose that, you know, you are having difficulty paying for those sort of things. Now, in my case, a severe illness came into our lives and changed our lives. But a lot of people, it's just their wage, you know, the working wage isn't enough to cover everything it needs to cover these days, even if they're not, you know, buying expensive things. So.
Yeah. All right, that's Kay. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. It's not drawn against color or geographic lines. Ryan, you are an artist. You are a musician, a music maker.
True.
And
yeah.
You came in here, you bust our door down and said, Taylor Swift is the greatest marketing mind of all time. This is capitalism.
I have backup.
At its finest.
This is America, and God bless her. She can afford to do it. She can do it. And I also notice all the people that are calling and complaining about this have probably watched her videos on YouTube for free, have probably streamed her music on Spotify, which she doesn't get paid for, have probably listened to her songs on Pandora, which she doesn't get paid for. Artists in 2017 have given up so many streams of income. And now that you've got access to, I mean, she's got you guys talking about this for an hour.
She's genius on that. I mean,
that's true.
Brilliant.
Right? No, that's
everybody's talking about it. And it's, yeah, there are some people, and it's unfortunate if you can't afford internet or you can't afford, but unfortunately, that's just part of it. It's just, I mean, there's, you know, it's, I mean, I drive a Camry, so I can afford to buy the ring if I want to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Did you buy it already?
I didn't go on vacation, so I could buy my Taylor Swift ring.
Oh, please tell me you're buying the $60 snake ring, Ryan.
I might not. I haven't decided yet. I'm definitely going to boost my chances at CT Swift, though, if she comes through KC.
Well, and I did just read that pre-ordering her album or purchasing her merchandise gives you a high boost in the queue,
right,
while watching the video. Or watching the video only gives you a low boost.
It's a medium boost. I have it pulled up. And same thing with
So there's even levels of the boost that you can get as well.
Yeah, but you can watch the video for free, like he's saying, up to five times a day?
I don't know. I mean, I whatever it is.
If he knew that, I'd be a little concerned.
Yeah.
Well, he is now.
I think she's an amazing artist. I think she's a great role model, you know, because she's the only... Like, she was not truly a child star, but basically a child star, and she didn't go off the rails. She doesn't embarrass herself daily. I mean, she's a great role model for, I mean, artists as well as just people. I mean, I think she's fantastic.
I do wish she kind of would have taken more of a high road with this whole revenge thing. Like, oh, I'm going to take revenge on everybody with this song. I'm going to attack Katy Perry, and I'm going to attack Kanye. Just if you don't mention their names, isn't that the best revenge?
Well,
if you just
anyway.
Act like you don't need them in your life at all and you let it go.
Yeah, I don't like this single. I don't like her new single at all.
No, it's terrible.
Excuse me?
But no, I don't. I told you.
Okay, but that's a good point. But you're going to watch and you're going to share it, not because of the art or that you like it, but because you want to go to the show.
Correct.
So, but where's the good in that for the art? If you're the musician, if your song sucks, why am I going to share it just to go see your concert?
Well, the thing of it is, it's like a small piece of the puzzle, though.
It is.
I mean, like, I'm a huge, the whole 1989 record, are you kidding me? It's unbelievable.
Thank you.
It's unbelievable.
It's great pop music.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's I mean,
how
it's,
much
it's
is the Ryan
Emming
Decoder Ring, and I can go to your show?
That's exactly right.
Do you have a hoodie I can buy?
I wish I could sell $50 hoodies. I would. I'd sell them for $75 if I could.
Heck yeah.
You know? My stickers are free. Unfortunately.
One day you will be this level.
Someday.
Will
yes.
you have any that's performances awesome. Coming up? Do you have anything to pimp?
Nothing. I'm going to. Let's see. I'm going to Columbia if you're going for the Mizzou football game. I'm playing in Columbia on Friday night, so that'll be fun.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Are you
going
to be listening to Taylor Swift on the way down there?
All the way there.
Thank you. But it'll be 1989.
Clearly. Yeah.
It'll be streamed. So. Mm-hmm. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you. Godspeed.
Right. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jackson and Beat It. Yesterday would have been Michael Jackson's 59th birthday, and I gotta tell you, MTV Classic last night was killing it.
Oh, really?
They had a 2-hour block called Happy Birthday Michael Jackson. Nothing but Michael videos all night long.
That was my favorite part of the Pentatonix show on Sunday. They did a Michael Jackson medley that was incredible.
Is that right? Did they really?
And they covered tons and tons of Michael Jackson. I mean, in 3 minutes, they had to have hit 30 songs. It was crazy.
Wow.
It was so
that's
good.
Cool. That's bad. You know, you realize, like, the songs were great. The videos were groundbreaking.
Oh, sure.
I mean, all Thriller. Of the Michael Jackson videos, just incredible.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a fun trip last night. I was just sitting there watching one after the other, just going, oh, man, this was so good.
What's your favorite Michael Jackson video?
Favorite video? Well, I mean, Thriller was, like, the thing when that came out.
It was mini movie.
It was. Yeah, that was an event.
Yeah.
And I was scared as heck over it, too. Because I was a kid. I mean, that was, like, freaky. It was scary.
I'm Bad was a popular video, too.
Right. Do you remember when they did, and they showed the video, Remember the Time, and it had Eddie Murphy in it?
Oh yeah.
And so they had that on last night. And then there was the big one that all the networks, that Fox and everybody premiered at the same time as right before The Simpsons. It was the, I'll think of it. I think it was from the Dangerous album, I think.
Okay.
It was him destroying the car on the street in front of the house. It looked like the house from 227. And he was destroying the car.
It looked like the house from 227.
Well, it did. I mean, that's my frame of reference. The Sesame Street house, the 227 house. To me, they're all the same.
Oh, shoot.
Shaylee gets none of this, by the way.
I'm so out.
The Gen X Millennial Translator is broken.
Right.
Just can't even handle all of this.
It snapped during the Taylor Swift discussion. We will play Gen X versus Millennial here in just a couple of minutes. Your chance to win some tickets.
Our people used to buy concert tickets. They used to show up in person. Oh, my God.
Stop it.
You broke it.
Tropical Storm Harvey is dumping rain on the Gulf Coast as it makes landfall in Louisiana. Storm surge warnings predict seawater could rise up to 4 feet. The storm is expected to weaken as it moves across the state and into Arkansas. In Houston, the full extent of the storm's damage has yet to be calculated. Nearly 30% of Houston's Harris County was flooded Tuesday. Eric Hosmer hit a 3-run homer in the 7th as the Royals pulled away for a 6-2 win over the Rays at Kauffman. I actually turned on the game last night and I'm like, oh, don't score. Let's set the record.
I was disappointed when they scored in the 3rd.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest.
It snapped a club record 45-inning scoreless streak and a 5-game losing streak. The Royals wrap up their 3-game series with the Rays tonight at Kauffman. But the bigger Royals story yesterday was really pitcher Danny Duffy facing a charge of driving under the influence. The 28-year-old left-hander was cited Sunday night in Overland Park. According to Fox4KC.com, charging documents say that at about 7:35 Sunday night, Duffy drove his Escalade up to a drive-thru of a Burger King near 135th and Metcalf. And nobody suspected anything unusual or noticed the smell of alcohol, according to the manager. But when they looked out the window, Duffy appeared to be asleep at the wheel. Duffy is currently on the disabled list with a shoulder issue. GM Dayton Moore called the incident disappointing. Chiefs, meanwhile, close out preseason play tomorrow night. That game is at Arrowhead against the Titans. Looks like perfect weather for that game, too.
Can't wait.
That's your 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Hey, by the way, just got a note out there that for those of you who want to give to Hurricane Harvey, you may actually now do so by very simply from your cell phone dial or call #250 and say the keyword Red Cross. So you just hit or hashtag, you may
Thank
not
you.
Know it is the pound sign, #250 and say Red Cross.
Perfect.
And you can give to donate immediately. There we go.
People try to put us to down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
All right, it's Gen X versus Millennial.
Hasn't that what it's been all morning? Or a year and a half?
Well, it did. Yeah, well, it got probably the most heated it has here for a while this morning. Yeah, it was a good discussion.
All over Taylor.
Check out our podcast later about our Taylor Swift discussion this morning.
Do we have a contestant of the Gen X generation to take on Shaylee?
We do. Rachel, you're in Independence. Good morning.
Good morning.
What year were you born?
1978.
All right. I'm going to ask Shaylee some questions that typically a Gen Xer would know, and I will ask you some questions that typically a millennial would know. We'll see who can win for your choice of tickets. Shaylee, I will start with you. Who created Just Say No, an advertising campaign which was part of the U.S. War on Drugs? This was a very big deal. This was on an episode of Different Strokes.
Oh, yeah.
This person who created it was on that episode. Just Say No was everywhere in the 80s.
The Just Say No to Drugs, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You don't know who?
I truly have no idea.
And did you take the DARE? Did you take DARE program?
Yeah, D-A-R-E? We had DARE. Yeah.
You had DARE?
Yeah, we had that.
Just Say No.
I remember the cool t-shirt.
Was that? Rachel, can you steal?
No, I don't know the person.
Oh, it was Nancy Reagan.
Wow.
Oh, sweet Nancy was everywhere promoting Just Say No.
It was her big cause, yeah.
All right, 0 points for both of you. Rachel, your question, we're going to play a theme song for you, and you have to tell us what show this was from. It's the theme song to an American live-action animated children's TV show that premiered on Nickelodeon in 1996. You tell us what show this came from.
Hi out there, it's me, Steve. Have you seen Blue, my puppy? Come on in.
My kids love this show.
Yep.
Rachel, do you know what that's the theme song from?
Blue's Clues.
Yes.
There you go.
100 points for you.
Trudy still watches that.
He's got the sweater.
No, but I did click on the story the other day about what happened to Steve from Blue's Clues.
Yeah.
Now.
There were a couple different Steves because they switched at one point.
Yeah, they did. It was never the same.
No.
The original, though, the best. He's all long-haired now doing his thing.
He looks completely different.
Yep.
Shaylee, a theme song for you.
Oh, no.
You tell us what TV show this came from. Actually, you have to tell me who sang it. It came from Pee-wee's Playhouse. You have to tell me who sang it.
Come in and pull yourself up a chair.
The cherry!
Let the fun begin. It's time to let down your hair. Pee-wee's too unexcited. Those friends have been invited to the wacky at Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Do you know who sang that?
Not a freaking clue.
Pick an 80s female star.
Blondie.
Oh, no. Mm. Rachel, can you steal?
I see Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper! Yes!
Really?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Another 4,000 points for Rachel. 4,000? Yes. And Rachel, one more question for you. What actress played Elizabeth Swann in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies? Elizabeth Swann, one of the main characters in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Which actress played her?
Oh, man.
Very beautiful, tall, thin.
Yeah, I know.
Initials.
Oh, I'm completely blanking.
KK, not Kim Kardashian.
That's a hint.
It's a pretty decent size hint. Any guesses?
I know. No, I'm completely blanking.
Shaylee,
oh my God,
for the steal?
So
Keira Knightley.
It is Keira Knightley. Unfortunately, that steal is not enough to overtake Rachel's 5 million points that she already had.
5 million?
Yes.
How does she go from 4,000?
It shot up dramatically with that second question. We're going to give you your choice of tickets. You can go to an NHL game, head out to Irish Fest, or go to the Gala of the Royal Horses in Independence. All right, Rachel?
Ooh, the NHL game.
All right. Hockey there. Joey's got the info from you. Good job. There, Cherry. Coming up in entertainment news.
We're going to tell you who has been just announced on Good Morning America that's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wow. Fires up again.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
Wednesday morning, the 30th of August. my brother's birthday.
Also celebrating birthdays today, actor and comedian Louis Black is 69, actress Cameron Diaz is 45, and tennis star Andy Roddick is 35. So on Good Morning America, they just announced one of the upcoming contestants for Dancing with the Stars. And this is one that's been a rumor for the past couple of weeks because we talked about this a little while ago. Yeah. But they have confirmed it from Property Brothers. Drew Scott is going to be paired up with professional Emma Slater.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So there
she
you go.
She won last year? She yep. was the winning pro?
Yes.
Her and Rashad Jennings.
Oh, Rashad Jennings. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think the worst...
Okay, settle down.
The hardest part for them, they were saying, is going to be the height difference. There's about a foot difference between Emma and Drew, so we'll see how that goes. Sandra Bullock is giving $1 million to Hurricane Harvey victims. E! News confirmed yesterday that the actress's donation will benefit the American Red Cross. Bullock is just the latest celebrity to help the relief efforts, joining the Kardashian family, Kevin Hart, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, just to name a few. Disney is also making $1 million donation to Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. And a couple of celebrity couples have announced they're expecting new babies. Jack Osborne and his wife Lisa announced that she's pregnant with their third child. And Michael Phelps announced his wife Nicole is pregnant with their second baby. That is your entertainment news.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.